Friends, in all human spheres, people want the best for themselves, often at the expense of others. Human nature is such that we are all inclined to put ourselves first. At times, this might cause harm to our neighbors, colleagues, friends, or even family members. We are lured to seek to take advantage of others and get ahead of them. In business, higher profits can overrule community or even moral concerns. Friends, Jesus, the divine Messiah King, came to earth with a heavenly agenda of holiness and self-giving love. As a second or new Adam, he came to establish a new humanity. In a constitutional speech for his kingdom, known as the Sermon on the Mount, he addressed his followers saying, "Whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Clearly, this teaching, friends, contradicts what is naturally and commonly practiced by our fallen humanity. Yet Jesus came to establish a new humanity. He does not merely call citizens of his kingdom on earth not to cause harm to others. He went much farther. His followers must desire the good of others as much as they desire it for themselves. Yet he knew that such a change of approach for a new lifestyle is not easy at all. He added, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Friends, clearly Jesus' own lifestyle on earth went even further. He not only desired the good even for his own hateful enemies, but purposefully came to give his own life fully in atonement for our sins. His divine self-giving gracious spirit convicts of sinful self-centeredness. He regenerates us and enables us to love and follow his ways. Hallelujah.